Uncle Ben was a preacher who preached all around through the small towns there where I lived at. He preached in all, well, he didn't call them towns, he called them cities. Any place where there was a general store, four houses and a barn, to him was city. He was on his way to preach one Sunday evening, and a heavy storm overtook him, and he stopped at the first brother's house he got to. He says, "Brother, can't you help me out? Be a good Samaritan." Says, "I can't go no further. You see, it's storming so hard, and my mule is lame. What can you do for me?" He said, "I just can't go no further. That's all it's about. You've got to do something." So his brother says, "Well, I don't know." Says, "You see, I ain't got much room in here for myself. Four children and my wife and me, much about can get in here. But you see that house up there that's before you turn the bend? I own that too. You can go over there if you want to. You might wonder why I don't live in there myself. Well, I'll tell you. The reason is, because they say that it's handed. But if you want to go over there, well, I'll give you a candle and some matches. You'll find plenty of cordwood there, an easy chair in the front room. All you got to do is just to go and stay there the night if you want to, or stay as long as you want to. You are entirely welcome. Put your mule out here in the barn." Well, Uncle says, "Well, I tell you, brother, I carry the scripture in my pocket. And I'm sure that with that upon my person, I need be in no fear of despair." So he put his mule away and took the candle and the matches and went on over to his house, took off his coat and hung it up where it could dry, lit the fire and pulled out the easy chair and sat down in it, stretched himself forth and took his scriptures out and started to read. So it says here, in the first chapter of the first book, 27 verses, as to where, and right then little kitten come on down the steps. Uncle says, ain't this lovely? There's going to be some kind of life in here with me after all. Little kitten come on down, rubbed up and get him for a minute or two, then went on over to the fire and reached in and got some hot ashes and washed his face with him and come back and sit down inside of him. Uncle looked at him kind of curious for a minute, turned over in the middle of the scripture and commenced reading again. So it says here in the 19th book, 14th chapter, and 27th verses elsewhere, and here come another cat down the steps about the size of a bulldog. He was an Angora cat. This Angora come on down, didn't pay no attention to Uncle Star, just walked right on over to the fire and got himself some hot ashes, washed his face with him, and come sit on the other side of him. Soon as the Angora sat down, he spoke. Says, "Well, what are we going to do?" Little kitten just looked at him for a second and says, "We can't do nothing until Martin gets here." Uncle says, Turned over to the rear of the scripture. Says, it says in the last book, the last chapter, the last book, and here comes a cat down the steps the size of a Newfoundland dog. Kabloop, 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 kabloop. Uncle just looked at him. The cat didn't pay no more attention to him as if he wasn't there. Walked on over and reached into the fire and got himself some live coals. Ashes wasn't warm enough for him. Washed his face and come and sit down beside the Angora. Soon as he sat down, he spoke to the Angora. He says, "Well, shall we commence on him now, or what shall we do?" The Angora shook his head. Little kitten spoke up, says, "We can't do nothing till Martin gets here." Uncle got up and put on his coat, put his scripture away. He says, "Well, when Martin gets here, you all just tell him I've been here, but I'm gone." Thank you.
Good evening. This is Count Vlad Radiola, sitting in, sobbing, for Andy Sr., who had a pain in the neck, although some might say that's redundant, here on WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York. However, he entrusted to me his playlist, and it's a ghoulish one for this Halloween season. I think you will agree that these are some creepy things. Facing your fears. Yes, yes. We began with Bert Williams. You can't do nothing till Martin gets here. From 1913. After that, Jimmy Noon, Zapex Club Orchestra, Blues My Naughty Sweetie Gives to Me. From 1928, The Good Band with Earl Hines. What a good band that was. And yes, that those can be blues. I've had those blues. And the Moe's Tapiero with the William Dahl Overture from 1912. And now, let us face our fears, shall we, with Ben Burney and his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra, from 1926, Afraid. Thank you.
someday I'll grieve. Afraid sometime you'll cease to care, and from my heart you will slowly tear away. From little me, unhappy I will be. That's why I'm feeling blue, afraid of losing you. Thank you.
saw fella in a padded cell. Now he looked just as sane as he could be. When I asked how he got there, he really couldn't tell. So I thought I'd solve the mystery. I spoke to him and gee, how mild he seemed. But when I mentioned women, he just screamed. Women! Ah, women! Ah, they're the only cause of my despair. Women! Ah, women! Ah, pardon me, you'll have to tear my hair. There. I never cut out paper dollies in bed. My mother never let me fall on my head.
It wasn't liquor.
No, no, no.
Money?
Oh, no, but women.
And that was women. Ah. I would say it a little differently, like women. Ah. But there's different strokes for different folks. That was Irving Aronson and his Commanders from 1926. Before that, William F. Wurges and his orchestra, Afraid of You, from 1929. Starting with Ben Burney and his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra, Afraid, from 1926. There's nothing to be afraid of here. It's only radio. And I'm your host, Vlad Radiola, sitting in for this week. Things should be back to normal next week on WHCL 88.7 FM at beautiful Hamilton College. Yes. Yes, indeed. And, we have some cylinders from the University of California at Santa Barbara. All pretty creepy ones, too. I think you'll find they are. Yes, yes. We're going to start with Billy Murray. I'm afraid to come home in the dark.
I'm Afraid to Come Home in the Dark, sung by Billy Murray, Edison Records. Jonesy married Mabel, a wise old owl was he. He told his wife he never drank a stronger thing than tea. But after honeymooning, at night he stayed away. And for a week he never got home till the break of day. At last poor Mabel asked the reason why. Said Jones, I'm going to tell the truth or die. Baby dear, listen here, I'm afraid to come home in the dark. Every day the papers say a robbery in the park. So I sat alone in the YMCA, singing just like a lark. There's no place like home, but I couldn't come home in the dark. She kissed him good morning, to see him she was glad. And when she tucked him up in bed, he said, I guess I'm bad. Next day, the same old story, he came home just at dawn. But he got sober right away when he found she was gone. At noon, he heard her slam the garden gate. said she to Jonesy, is my hat on straight? Baby dear, listen here, I'm afraid to come home in the dark. Every day the papers say a robbery in the park. So I sat alone in the CAFE, singing just like a lark. There's no place like home, but I couldn't come home in the dark. Up against the bar, Joe Morgan stood, leaning on a Scotch highball. Said the keeper, why don't you be good? Aren't you ever home at all? All your other pals have passed away, everyone has gone to bed. While you're celebrating, wifey dear is waiting, then Joe Morgan said, you have handed me some facts. She is waiting with an axe. I used to be afraid to go home in the dark. Now I'm afraid to go at all. I used to tell my wife I was robbed in the park when my bankroll looked small. But your old YMCAFE was the cause of my downfall. I used to be afraid to go home in the dark. Now I'm afraid to go at all. There was once a time when wifey dear never thought I told her lies. But that awful dark song of last year was the thing that put her wise. I have given every known excuse when I'm out at night, you see. But I get a calling with a speech appalling that won't go with me. So I'll stay downtown tonight, for she's never lost a fight. I used to be afraid to go home in the dark. Now I'm afraid to go at all. I used to tell my wife I was robbed in the park when my bankroll looked small. But your old YMCAFE was the cause of my downfall. I used to be afraid to go home in the dark. Now I'm afraid to go at all.
A ragtime goblin man, he comes around and he's softly hums
a ragtime tune.
I know he followed me and he'll catch me sure, and then there'll be a ragtime
hide me, hide me, hide me.
I can feel his breath, and I'm scared to death.
He will take me, shake me, make me join his raggedy band.
Oh, where will I go? That goblin man.
That goblin man. Look out for the goblin man. That ragtime goblin man. Look out for the hook in his hand. That great big hook in his hand.
Time goblin man was
Now just look out, or he'll catch you if you sing about a ragtime blues. If he nabs you, grabs you, jabs you, you won't get away, 'cause you'll have to stay. Then he'll bring you, fling you, sting you to his raggedy band. See, he wants to get me. That goblin man,
that goblin man,
that goblin man. Look out for the goblin man.
That ragtime goblin man.
Yes, look out for the hook in his hand.
That great big hook in his hand.
Oh, there he is, there he is, there he is, there.
See thy,
Mr. Boogaboo, if he catches you,
he'll beat you.
Then he'll eat you.
Run, get as fast as you can.
What, from the ragtime goblin man?
Hide, or he'll give you a ride.
What, in his ragtime band? Look out. Just hear him shout, look out for the ragtime
goblin man.
Look out for the goblin man.
That ragtime goblin man.
Look out for the hook in his hand.
That great big hook in his hand.
There he is, there. Mr. Boogaloo, if he catches you, he'll beat you, then he'll eat you. Run just as fast as you can.
From the ragtime goblin man.
Hide, or he'll give you a ride in his ragtime band.
Look out.
Just hear him shout, look out, for the ragtime goblin man.
That's scary stuff. The Ragtime Goblin Man. That was from 1912. A cylinder from the Santa Barbara collection, University of California. All the ones in this set are, and there are some more coming up. You will like them, no doubt. And that was Collins and Harlan rapping. Almost. Before that, Billy Murray, I Used to Be Afraid to Come Home in the Dark, from 1909. Before that, Billy Murray, I'm Afraid to Come Home in the Dark, from 1908. Some of you astute people may know that when O. Henry died, and that was very sad, I remember it well, he happened to say, "I don't want to go home in the dark," as he was last words. He said, "Turn up the light, I do not want to go home in the dark." And so they turned up the lights. That was his last words. It was a reference to the song. He was a joker even then. Go figure. Next on Radiola. And by the way, you can look up the playlists on Radiola blog. Radiolablog.blogspot.com. Yes, the World Wide Web. It's very nice. Now some jazz. The New Orleans Owls with The Nightmare, 1926.
Thank you.
That was Red Nichols and his Five Pennies with Boneyard Shuffle. Okay, whose turn is it to deal? I don't know. That's just my idea of humor. Not like the usual host who is out with a pain in the neck. Although some might have a lower opinion. I don't know. But this is Count Vlad Radiola sitting in this week on WHCL 88.7 FM. In Clinton, New York, at beautiful Hamilton College. All the parents are up here. Very nice. Nice to see them. Yes. And before that, we had Red Nichols. And again, Haunting Blues. And that was from 1931. Beginning with the New Orleans Owls with The Nightmare. From 1926. That's a nightmare. It's a nightmare to play that with all those crazy changes in there. I haven't been able to do that since Russ Morgan got all my key men. Little Lenny Bruce humor there, yes. Now, here's some Cylinders from the California collection at Santa Barbara. Sodero's Band from 1918. The Vampire, although this doesn't sound too creepy. What's with these? This should be like scary, but it's the vampire. What can I say? You know, you don't write these things. That's what it is. Take my word for it.
Thank you. to the witching hour of the midnight, when the world is fast asleep. The dream man never bothers me, as around the town I creep. The night is full of witches, on a broomstick how they sway. The world is a world of beautiful girls, so how can I help but say, witches, 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 which witches, the witch for me, tell me do, tell me do, the wise owl blinking says who. My affection around till some wonderful witch I see. Witches, 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 witch, witches, the witch for me.
Yes, and all the good ones are going sky-clad this year, although it's a bit chilly. Witches, sung by George Wilton Ballard from 1919. I think that would be good in like a Harry Potter or something. And before that, we had the American Symphony Orchestra, Halloween Dance. Now, that was creepy enough. 1909. Starting with Sodero's band, The Vampire. 1918. But that was nice. What's wrong with these people? That wasn't scary. Well, here on WHCL 88.7 FM, here's something scarier, slightly. Los Jardineros and Demonio, Possessed by the Devil, from 1931.
Y empezamos a tocar en la puerta por primero, el cuatro y el guitarrero desensatan un chorreo, hasta el pobre está anilado, un cojo que hay en la casa coge la muleta y salta como un memo endemoniado.
bello que es hombre de bien. Mando a rentar de seguida y al momento la comida bailaba sobre el sartén. Un lechón que había también, con el cuero bien dorado y con plátanos asados que volvían loco a cualquiera. Yo me di la gran altera como un mesmo endemoniado.
La vieja cadoñita que a que bailaste en un cordel, la saqué y quiero te ver. Un cibone bien bailado, un manicero pasado, como se baila en el pueblo, y después un gruñidero como un memo endemoniado.
Me quiero acordar de aquellos tiempos tan buenos cuando se comía sin freno y sin aire reparar. Hoy quisiera parrandear, pero ya Pito ha cambiado, la situación ha matado a los que todo lo componen. Llega la tuya y se pone como un memo endemoniado. Bendito mi negra, como un memo endemoniado.